On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
Well, let's talk all things rugby league with Dean Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph and all things rugby league and rugby union, really, because things have certainly changed here with Israel Folau. It's been one of those hot topics. Israel is, well, thumbing his nose at the administrators there at Rugby Australia. He has come out and on Instagram said that hell awaits drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, and idolaters. Poor old Laurie Dale is in a corner. He shriveled up. Good morning, Dean Ritchie.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Good morning, Laurie. Interesting.
Don't you laugh.
I'm not saying a word.
Have you ticked off?
I'm not saying a word. Yeah. It's a serious matter, okay?
It wasn't a competition, by the way, either.
Look,
there's got to have serious ramifications.
Of course there are, TK. Yeah. Of course. Look, there's two issues here in my eyes. One is his ability to want to get it out there again. And the other is, of course, his right to express those feelings. I don't condone what Israel Folau says, but I think he should be allowed to say it. It's his life. It's his social media account. He knows what trouble he's going to get in. He's well aware of the drama this is going to cause. But if he feels strongly enough about these issues in his life, well, he should be able to say it. Again, I don't condone it, but he should be allowed to speak his mind.
Well, he must want out of the rugby union.
Well, that's what I thought,
because
Laurie,
he's thumbing his nose at the rugby union because part of this new $4 million contract that he'd signed at the start of this year, they would have sat him down and spoke to him about his social media.
But I don't.
And they would have explained to him that if you have any more outbursts, which you had previously, then your contract will become null and void. And if he sort of just disregarded that and has come out now and said these things or posted these things, they have got no other option other than to cut him loose.
He's devout with his religion, though, Laurie. I can't sit here and think that Israel Folau would use his religion, which is something he obviously finds great comfort in, to try to get out of a contract. Do you really believe he would use this to leave rugby union?
Andrew from Maitland. Hi, boys. If Izzy gets the sack from the ARU, what chance he plays for the Cowboys? Andrew from Maitland. We've got lots of text messages like that, Loz, haven't we? They don't miss too much.
No.
Well, look,
would that be a possibility?
Well, anything's a possibility. I mean, certainly they've got the money up there, given that, Barber's not there anymore. And, of course, Val Holmes is now not heading there. But, I mean, what do Rugby Australia do? Do they fine him? Do they sack him? Do they
What happens if Rugby Australia's major sponsor, who were unhappy about the tweets previously, come out today and say, if you don't sack him, we're pulling our sponsorship?
Well, then it's up to them to determine either they go with Israel Folau or the sponsor. They would probably go with the sponsor. They're injecting the big money. But again,
well, how does Israel get paid?
Well, should Israel be sacked for having the ability to express a view which is obviously
Yeah, I've got no. Well, I have got a little bit of a drama if he says it is Israel Folau, because I don't agree with what he's saying. All right, but yes, he is entitled to say some things. But when he's under contract and he signs the contract, knowing full well what he's allowed and
but
not
do
allowed
you know
to say,
this contract, Laurie, you're saying you're assuming it's in his contract.
Well,
do we know?
Well, it would be.
Because if it's not, well, he's entitled to say it.
Well, it would be.
Okay.
You know as well as I would. They would have sat him down and discussed the issue with him, given the amount of publicity and the pressure they're under to make a decision and get rid of him only 12 months ago.
But that shows how strongly he feels about it.
Yeah, I know, but you're not that silly to believe that they wouldn't have warned him.
Well, they may have brought it up in contract negotiations, but he may not have agreed to an official clause in his contract about this. He might have said, no, I'm not putting that in there because I'm allowed to express my religious beliefs.
Well, that's not the indication we got from Raylene Castle. And we had a reminder earlier on this morning as well, Bulldog. Remember Raylene Castle came out 24 hours after meeting with Israel and said, we've sorted it all out. And Israel came out the next day and said, no, we haven't.
Well, where,
remember that?
But where does this end?
Who's the boss here?
Are we all now unable to express anything on social media if we think it's going to offend someone?
It comes with ramifications,
It does come with ramifications.
Right? I mean, I agree. So you're the Ku Klux Klan, they're well within their rights, I guess.
To post?
To post whatever they like.
Well, isn't it a free country? If you don't like it, you don't follow them. Well, you don't read it.
I'm sure
you disregard
it.
You discard it.
You're not allowed to vilify people on their sexuality or their race.
Well, is he vilifying?
Well, you go to hell, according to Israel. Right? Now, if you're a young kid out there struggling with your sexuality, male or female, you know, and you're having a hard enough time deciding where you're going to be in life, and then you're reading things from a who could be an idol of yours or certainly a prominent person, believing that, my God, I can't do anything about this position I find myself on in life, and I'm going to go to hell and burn in hell regarding it.
TK, let me
I believe they're dangerous comments. I don't think you can say whatever you like, mate.
I'm not condoning his comments. I'm saying there's a separate issue here in the ability to be able to express those in a free country. Look, he mentions drunks. I love a drink. Laurie, you love a drink. You know, drunks need...
Oh, what, he doesn't?
Oh, TK, yeah. Some people out there who are drunks in inverted comments, commas, they need help. So he's picking on a lot of the vulnerable in society. So it's not just homosexuality.
So now he's a bully.
But what I'm saying is, again, where do you draw the line at cutting him off? Do you say, okay, he can mention drunks but not homosexuals? Where do you draw the line in the sand?
Right. Well, how do you think he's going to go when he turns up for training, when he mentions a lot of these things, and you've got players that are... Well, some of those things that he's just said.
I guess that's up to them to deal
with.
Many
of them are.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. But how does he go when he rocks up the training and does the high five and, hey, boys, everything's sweet?
Well,
cool.
Is he a victim of religious persecution?
No, but what happens then? There's a growing divide within the team.
But that's up to the team to sort out, Lauren, up to the players confront their issues and approach
Israel. I think they'll be confronting him today. I think they'll be confronting him when they get to Wallaby camp. Because do you reckon Michael Checker would want this?
You got Pocock saying that he wouldn't have got married to his partner, right, until the gay marriage laws were passed in this country. So he obviously stands very strongly about this. I can't see how you got your best forward and your best back now at loggerheads over something like this, and he's gone on with it. That's the whole fact of the matter.
Pocock saying that, in a strange way, is the reversal. He's making a stand.
What, being inclusive?
In his way, though, TK. He's saying, I wasn't getting married until gay marriage was passed legal. That's his way of expressing it. So he's making a stand, as is Israel.
I'd like to think if you sat Israel down and he knew the ramifications of what he's... Well,
he clearly knew
well,
it, but quite
if
clearly
he
feels
knows
strong enough.
The damage you could do to a teenage kid, right?
But TK, anything we say in life, you could throw back to that theory.
I don't know about that. I'm not so sure about that. I think we're a lot more careful.
I write stories sometimes, and people ring me up and say, "If that kid attempts suicide, it's on you." And I go, "That's not fair to throw that on a journalist because the kid may have done something wrong in the first place." Again, I say to you, everything we do can go back to the threat of suicide.
We've got to move on. Greg Inglis, he's had his mental health issues as well. Now he's got health issues. He's got a bad knee. He's got a bad shoulder. He probably has a lack of motivation when you look at him, and that's an observation of mine, right? I'm not saying that is, but it appears that way. He certainly didn't come back in the shape he was expected to, hasn't fired. I've got a feeling he's going to retire.
I spoke to a few people yesterday, TK. The main issue with GI at the moment is his shoulder. Yep. He's got arthritis. He can't get it above the horizontal. The question now is, does GI have the desire and the will, given all he's achieved in the game, to go away and fix these injuries? He's got knee problems. He had a neck problem. He's gone away for a week. He's going to speak to his counsellor. He's going to speak to family. He'll come back next week and discuss whether he wants to pursue rugby league again. We shouldn't forget here, GI is a wealthy man through rugby league. He deserves that. But he is on about $1 million a year. So he'd get the money probably for this year. But next year, it's a big sacrifice to give.
But it leaves South Sydney in a predicament too, doesn't it, in terms of their salary cap? Because that would be included if they pay him out. Yeah.
Having said that, I'm sure they wouldn't want to push him back into the game if he wasn't
ready
for it.
Israel to the Rabbits.
Well, he's been with
Wayne. What are you hearing? Are you hearing that he will pull the pin?
I was told yesterday by people that know him that they honestly didn't know. If they were a betting man, they would say, yes, he would. But then there was also this theory, GI being GI, Origin looming again. He'll come back and go, bang, I'm back. I'm going to get fit and I'm ready to run.
Well, he needs to get fit.
Running out of time.
He needs to get fit.
I can't see how he's going to play Origin.
You can't pick him for Origin with the way he's going at the moment. So Kevy needs him to be back. At least a month. Get himself in the best possible shape. And he'll be there, but at the moment, GI, the way he is, obviously he won't be there. But if he can get himself back on the training field, get back on the paddock and play some, close to his best football, and get himself in a healthy frame of mind and get his body right, he can still be of value to Queensland this year.
Bulldog, $1.47 at the tab tonight. The Broncos going like bastards. Yep. Up against the Tigers, coming off that 1 point loss to the Panthers, $2.75. But there's a bit of brouhaha between the coaches here, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a bit of spice in this game. People have forgotten because everyone moves on so quickly in rugby league. Michael Maguire was the coach at South. Anthony Seibold was the assistant at South. Now, I'm not going to allude to what happened down there, but I can tell you that Michael Maguire isn't a fan of Anthony Seibold's. Okay. I think he thinks that things went on behind the scenes there and Maguire lost his job and Seibold got the main job. So I think you'll find there's a little bit of spice there. Not forgetting, too, also, guys, that Maguire was in for the Brisbane gig and Seibold got that. So I think you'll find up in the coach's box tonight there might be a little bit of spice and a little bit of aggro.
A lot of old boys aren't happy, though, with the way that the Broncos are going at the moment, in particular with Kevy not getting the position and Seibold did.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Look, they've got some issues. They've got James Roberts. You've got the Darius Boyd situation where he looks like he's off the pace. They're 1 from 4. You know, the Broncos just aren't used to failure. It's just not in their DNA. So Seibold, look, you can say what you like. It's only early in the season, but he's under pressure. They happen to lose tonight.
He's one from five. And another bloke under pressure, and he's a good mate of ours, he's a champion bloke, Nathan Brown up there in Newcastle, not quite happening. And if they lose this weekend, they'll be 1 from 5. What's happening there? What's Mark Gasnier making a comeback?
Yeah, I think you'll find Gaz has nabbed a position on Brownie's coaching team, just a part-time one, just to help the
Dragons
the back line.
Stick together.
They
stick
together. They're good friends from the old days, and it's not a full-time gig, but Gaz will head up the M1 every so often just to check out what's going on.
Good
but
stuff.
Good fella, Gaz. Got a great football brain, so I think he'd be a really good acquisition.
They need someone to be able to sort of get a handle on their attack, and Gaz was one of the great attacking centres. Their attack hasn't been great.
Ponga, Ramian, it'd be good for them, Loss.
Yeah, and I think it will be good for Jesse Ramian because he hasn't got a lot of ball. And he'll teach him things about, things aren't happening for you, ball's not coming your way, what you can do to get yourself injected into the game. Now, I know that you're a big Married at First Sight fan, as am I.
Well, outside you said, do you watch MAFS?
Yeah.
And I thought you said, do you watch MASH? So that shows what era I'm living in, okay?
Well, what's the gossip?
Oh, the gossip with Todd Carney. I think you'll find he's fallen.
In love?
For Susie Bradley. Do we know her?
I know what she looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're very tight. And who knows? There might even be some wedding bells looming, I'm hearing.
Potentially.
Wow. Two people madly in love. And good luck to Toddy.
Good on him.
Hope he finds happiness.
Our listeners and our viewers. I'll leave you with this, Bulldog, because we're going to go across to Augusta, Georgia and chat with Paul Gow. Dragon Man, please tell Israel that Jesus' first miracle was to turn water into wine. Israel knows more than Jesus. Inconsiderate dope, Dragon Man.
Fair enough.
There you go. You can say whatever you like.
And before you go, do you work for the Daily Telegraph or the Manly Daily?
Oh. Daily
can
Telegraph.
Can you stop doing Manly stories?
I live in the area.
Mate, every story's about Manly.
No, it's not. Look on the back page. It's a story about Souths.
Tom Trbojevic.
All right.
Tom Trbojevic.
Oh, we love Tommy.
Desi Hasler.
Oh, all right.
I will do other stories. Go a week without doing Manly.
The day I can get you out of the Northbridge pub.
If
you come down to the Manly Skiff pub with me.
Go a week without doing a Manly story,
You're the greatest inclusive Northbridge person I've ever met in my life.
You won't bump into Israel at either of those establishments. Dean Ritchie, thank you very much.
Thanks very much,
We're going across to Augusta next.